This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Witnesses in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region tell the Associated Press that forces from neighboring Eritrea are killing civilians and looting as the allied Ethiopian forces head for the regional capital. The alleged crimes are taking place even as Ethiopia's warring sides attend their first formal peace talks in a devastating two-year conflict. The AP spoke with witnesses from one town, or from actually several towns. It is not clear how many civilians have been killed, and internet and telephone access to the region remain cut off, and independent journalists are barred from Tigray. An Ethiopian government spokesman did not respond to questions about the allegation and whether Ethiopian forces have any control over Eritrean ones. Poland's prime minister says U.S. Firm Westinghouse Electric Company will build Poland's first nuclear power plant. Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities have warned of longer blackouts around the country's largest cities amid repeated Russian missile strikes on energy infrastructure. The key region's governor says that residents can expect tougher and longer power outages in the days ahead. Kyiv's mayor said that the capital's power supply is down as much as 50% from pre-war levels. And the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says that as many as 4 million Ukrainians were facing power outages because of the Russian attacks. Fierce fighting was reported in the eastern Donetsk region in Russia. The president, Vladimir Putin, ordered his defense minister to make sure that recently mobilized reservists were properly trained and equipped for battle. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Philippine officials say that flash floods and landslides set off by torrential rains have left at least 47 people dead. That includes a hard-hit southern Philippine province, where as many as 60 villagers are feared to be missing and buried in a deluge of rainwater, mud, rocks, and trees. At least 42 people died in one province, according to a regional interior minister for a Muslim autonomous region. Five others died elsewhere from the onslaught of a tropical storm, which made landfall on the country's eastern coast early Saturday. The worst storm impact so far was a mudslide that buried dozens of houses with as many as 60 people in a village. U.S. President Joe Biden has denounced the current political climate following the attack of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband. The U.S. is also imposing sanctions on Iranian groups that put a multimillion-dollar bounty on Salman Rushdie's head. The United States will next week put the United Nations spotlight on protests in Iran sparked by the death of a young woman in police custody. Pakistan's former prime minister, Imran Khan, and thousands of his supporters have started a long-promised march to the capital, Islamabad, to challenge his successor's government and demand early elections. Hundreds of trucks and cars and many of the about 10,000 demonstrators walking on foot left on Friday from the eastern city of Lahore, Pakistan's cultural heartland. It is expected to arrive sometime next week in Islamabad. The convoy got off to a colorful start, with Khan supporters dancing to the beat of drums and singing patriotic songs. Khan was ousted in an April no-confidence vote in parliament, which he claims was unlawful. He has pledged to hold the protest in Islamabad until his demands are met. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to make a week-long three-country trip next month for a quartet of summits, including one that could potentially put him in the same room as China's Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin. The White House announced Friday that Biden will first travel to Egypt to participate in the COP27 climate conference before heading to Cambodia to participate in the U.S. ASEAN summit of Southeast Asian leaders and the East Asia summit. He'll then head to Indonesia for the Group of 20 summit, a gathering of leaders from most of the world's largest economies. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.